So the second lesson that we're going to do, it's called number 55, Folding Forward. And I forgot to announce that today is April 17, 2010, and this is the cycling workshop. It's okay, I mention it now, but anyways. So I tape all of the classes, and then if you go to my website, everything's downloaded on my website so that you can go and listen to these lessons or the other 300 plus that I have. Yeah. So I've got all my workshops and everything downloaded. So it's really a nice thing that you can do. But for some reason, Cindy's having trouble with her, speakers, but most people don't have any troubles listening to them. So anyways, just take a moment to check in how you're feeling. And then go ahead and bend. You're going to bend each knee, and why don't you do the same movement that we started with. Bring one knee out to the side and bring it up to standing. And I don't care which leg you start with, because you're going to bring both to standing. That's it. And then once they're both standing, you're going to place your right ankle on your right knee, or on your left knee, excuse me. Okay? And what's important about this, once you get there, there's no hurry, is that I want your right knee and your right ankle as much as possible parallel. So if your knee is being pulled into your chest, kind of think of it moving a little bit away so that it's like you got like a straight line occurring between your right knee and your right ankle. Okay? Everybody got that? So as much as possible, that's good. Okay. And now I want you to close your eyes. We're going to work with your eyes a little bit here. And imagine that there's a fly that has just landed, let's say, on your right big toe. And with your right eye only, so you just focus with your right eye, you're going to watch this fly walk. He's going to walk from your right big toe down the arch of your foot, along the ankle, all the way over to your right knee. And then you're going to watch him walk back. And you keep your head rested on the ground. There's no need to lift the head or anything. In your mind's eye, you can use just your right eye, and you're focusing on this little fly. He's now somewhere along your right shin. Again, your eyes are closed. And he's heading towards the right knee. And if he's already there, then he turns around and he starts walking back. And again, just with your right eye, you're watching this fly. He just keeps on walking to the end of your right toes, and then he's going to walk all the way back over to your right knee. Good. And now I'm going to have you shift to your left eye. So wherever your fly is, that's fine. You just change your eyes. And you will notice it's going to be incredibly different to look with your left eye than your right. So your left eye is now focusing on your little fly, and wherever he's at, if he's heading towards the knee or now heading towards the foot, you're following him with your left eye and only your left eye. Notice if there's any tension in your jaw or your neck, you can let that go. And now, wherever your little fly is, you're going to look at him with both eyes. So again, the eyes are closed, but you use both eyes to follow him walking from the toes of your right foot over to your right knee and back. And again, I'm not sure where he's at for you, but you follow him walking along. Good. Now, staying in this position with your left hand, you're going to get a hold of your right foot. So come from underneath the foot. So your fingers will come underneath the foot. There you go. And then your right hand is going to get a hold of your right knee and come from underneath the knee. That's it. And you're not that way. Yeah, there you go, Dale. And not on top. Try to come from the outside. So your wrist, there you go. See if you can keep your head down on the ground. And now, with both hands connecting to your right leg, you're going to slowly bring the right leg just, it's a very small movement. Bring it a little towards you and a little bit away. But you want to keep the knee and the foot in a straight line. So the tendency is to bring the knee up towards your chest. I want the whole thing brought a little bit up and a little bit away. And so it's a very small movement because you need to keep the foot lined up with the knee. So if it means that you back off with the knee and you bring the foot a little bit up more, you may do a little bit more with your left hand than your right. That's it. And now feel, what do you do in your lower back and those lower ribs so you can let them press closer into the floor as you bring the lower leg, that's it, up. Very nice. So it's really like you can flatten the lower back. It's okay to do that. That's it. Good. Okay. Slowly let that go. Let go with your hands. Slowly lower the right foot down. Have the knee out to the side, then straighten the leg. Just kind of keep, this is like a continuation from the first lesson. And then you bend the left knee out to the side, and then you'll straighten that leg to rest on your back. And now let's have you bend your left knee out to the side. Bring your left foot up to standing, all the way up to standing. And then bring your right foot up to standing. And then you'll place that right ankle up on your left knee. So the same leg, same position, that's it. And once you're there, you're going to reach down and get a hold of your right ankle for, or your right foot from underneath with your left hand, just like you did before. And your right hand is going to go underneath your head. and with your elbow pointed towards the ceiling, that's it. You're going to begin to do a movement of lifting your head and lengthening your right foot towards the ceiling at the same time. So it's like you lift your head and lift your foot. That's it, and go back down. And imagine that, like someday if they were to touch above you, up towards the ceiling. So you lift the head, that's it, John, and then you lift the foot and go really slow. And think about lengthening the leg, that's it. That's it, Jane, really nice. Mike, hold on to the foot though, so you can, that's it. So it means that chest has to soften. There you go. I know you think that you can't do it, but you can. There you go, look. Oh, and then back down. Rest your head now. No holding your breath, soften, fold. There you go, see, you can. Good. Now, as you do the movement a few more times, we have the fly again. So with your right eye, you're going to watch the fly walk along your right lower leg from your right knee to your right foot as you lift. That's it. And now try to watch the fly with your left eye. So he's walking along that lower right leg, the shin. That's it. Make sure that you're not straining, you're not holding your breath. Good. Okay, now we're just going to pause for a second. So keep your right ankle on your left knee. There you go. Let go with your hands and bring them back to your side. And just let that right leg be parallel now. It should be easier to let the knee open. Yeah? And that lower leg now is more parallel. And just go back to using both of your eyes to watch your fly walk along your shin there. So your eyes are just tracking him. You can have him start at your toes, or I'm kind of giving you some freedom here. You can start him at your knee. Good. And now slowly just kind of slide that right ankle off the left knee, bringing the right knee out to the side, lowering it to the ground, straightening that leg. And then you know what to do with the other leg, bringing that knee out to the side and straightening it. So always reverting back to what you learned in the first lesson of the knee coming out to the side to lengthen the leg. And then rest on your back. And let's bend your left knee out to the side. Bring that leg up to standing. And then once that leg's up to standing, bring the right knee out to the side. Bring that up so the right ankle is on again the left knee. The same position again. Good. And now this time, with your right hand, you're going to reach across yourself to get a hold of the right foot. So you're going to come over the top No, not underneath, Jane, but over the top. It's okay to go over the top. There you go. And try to keep your head down. Yeah. So if it means your foot comes up towards your thigh a little bit, that's okay. Okay? And have your thumb with all your fingers. So not from underneath, but over the top, a little bit more like there. There you go. Okay, good. You can go ahead and put your left hand underneath your head. And now in this position, go ahead and lift your head at the same time as lifting your right foot, your right leg. Again, it doesn't matter how high you go. It's all about quality. Feel the ribs fold. They come backwards. They press into the floor. Your chest softens. That's nice, Jane. So this causes a little bit of a twist in the rib cage. That's it. Can you slide? That's, there you go, just a little further down here. Even there. Yes, you can. I know you can. And if you notice, it's kind of interesting, just a little thing to notice is that as you do this, how close that your right knee and right elbow are. They're going to become good friends in a moment. Some of you, your knee becomes a good friend with actually your right armpit. That's it. Really good. Good. Okay, now keep on holding on to your right foot or ankle. If you need to move to your shin, that's okay. And lower your head. I want your head to rest for a moment. Rest your left arm. And can you just lengthen your right leg with your right arm? There you go. And if you, again, you can adjust your hand. It doesn't have to hold the foot anymore. If that gets you to stop breathing, you slide your hand down your shin. So lengthen it and bend it back down. And I just want you to notice this relationship between your elbow and your knee. And the next time that you straighten, can you bring your knee to the inside of your elbow and your elbow to the outside? And then you bend back down. That's really good, Kit. I know, it's like, what? So your knee starts on the outside, but then can you bring it to the inside and then you fold back down? So this is back to very similar what we did in the earlier lesson. Remember when I said about your knee needs to be right into your chest, right? So you can do that. You can alternate the knee. So when you're in the straightening position, you just feel what you need to do in the hip joint to bring the knee in and then fold. Oh. And then you take the knee back out. And then you bring the knee in. So it's really, and then fold there. Good buddies in there. That's it. I want to see if you can, you're doing really good. No, you're fine. The only piece is I want you to bring the knee in and now fold back like that. That. So you alternate them. So you alternate your knee and your elbow. And feel what you're doing deep inside that hip joint. You're turning the femur. That's it. Beautiful. And then bend back down. And why this is so important is, you know, so often they tell you in cycling, that's it. Slide your hand way down. There you go. I want you to bring this knee, see if you can, I know, to the inside. That's good enough, and then back down. Why this is important is that if your knee is flared out on the bike, it actually jams the sacrum. So, you know, often they'll say that in like a spin class or something, you know, are your knees, and you don't want to pull them too far in, but they should be parallel. So I'm having you feel this place. Good, Mike. Really good. And if it's too hard to hold the foot, just, it's okay. There. More than anything, I want you to feel that you can bend. Keep holding, but you can do that. And then you can do that. But you don't need to let go. Excellent. Now, go back and place the right ankle onto your left knee. And just see if it's getting easier for it to be open. For some of you where it was really like kind of pulled in, right? Now it's almost further than the foot, right? Yay! Okay, slide it off. Go ahead, bring that right knee down to the ground first. And then lengthen the right leg. And then bend the left knee out to the side and lengthen the left. Okay, bend your left knee out to the side, bring your left foot up to standing. Once that's brought up, you'll bring the right up to standing, and then you'll place your right ankle once again on your left knee, back to the same. That's it. And now let's go back to, I know, actually we're not going to go back to that. We're going to interlace our hands and place them underneath our head. And now go ahead and, so remember, your right ankle is on your, there you go. On your left knee, and that leg is parallel now. That knee should be able to open up more. That's it. And then folding your elbows towards the ceiling, softening your chest. On the exhale, go ahead and lift your head and look towards your lower leg, right to the center. And then lower your head back down. That's it. Just do that a few times. So this is really getting that mid part of the back to fold, to open up and move. There you go. Really nice. And then the next time that your head comes down to the floor, release your hands and go back to the right hand coming behind the right knee and the left hand coming underneath the right foot. And the first movement we did was to bring the entire lower leg towards you and even lifting the left knee away from the floor. So you can lift the whole left leg. That's it. So the whole unit comes up, but not your head. Can you keep your head rested? And now let the whole unit of your legs come up and back down. So with this, John, go ahead and let this come. Yeah, let that come too. There you go. Slow. You're doing really good. That's it, Julie. That's nice. So just feel how you can roll that pelvis. Bring the lower leg up. Oh, so Jane, yeah. So just kind of keep the knee in contact with that lower leg, and then you go back down like. Yeah. Your buddy Mike's got it down. He's doing great. That's it. There you go. Excellent. Good. Okay. And let that go. Rest your arms and then lower the right leg. Again, lower the legs in the way that you know to do. Now just take a moment to observe and notice how you're feeling. Again, with that right leg now inside the right hip joint, the right side of the back. Notice your breath and your breathing. Now very gently and lightly, just bend your right knee and bring your right knee towards your chest. And just straight up this time, not out to the side, but just straight up and then lengthen it. And just feel the ease in which you can bend the knee into the chest and lengthen it. So if you were on a bike, right, you don't want to use your hands because you're not going to use your hands on the bike, but you bring the knees straight into the chest and then you push the leg back down away from you. So it's like straightening the leg. Think of pushing the heel away from you. And just really feel the quality that you feel in the hip joint now and in the leg. That's it, just how smooth it is. And really think of the foot pushing away from you now. Not down straight to the floor, but down to lengthen it. So push to lengthen it, that's it. There you go. So you just, it's like you're gonna push me away from you, perfect. So straight out from you, the push would be straight out from you, right? If you're on a bike, you're going to push straight out from yourself and down. That's it. Not up towards the ceiling, right? You wouldn't be doing that, right? So I know it's hard to get the beautiful. Okay, rest it. Sometimes it's hard to understand when you're orientated spatially different. Like, how does this make sense? But if you were on your bike right now, right, the handlebars would be up at the ceiling, right? You'll learn to spatially orientate yourself. Okay, just rest. Okay, so let's bend your right knee out to the side. Bring that foot up to standing. That's it, and then bend the left out to the side, bring it to standing, and then you're gonna place that left ankle on your right knee. So in both of these lessons, we've done one side and we're gonna go to the other side. So just notice, a lot of that is for you to, A, is to feel a huge change in one side, but also for you to have a really clear distinction about your two sides. Because very often for people, on the bike, once one leg is stronger, they're more powerful pushing through one side. So just notice how this left leg rests, and is this knee pulled up more, or is it easier to let it be a little bit away from you? And then start with our fly. So we've got our little fly, he's now landed, he's on your left toe. And you're gonna look at him with your left eye. And you're gonna watch him walk across your left shin and all the way over to the left knee, and then he's gonna walk back again. And just with your left eye. Now shift to your right eye. So wherever your fly is, you just continue to follow them, but now with your right eye. And again, just notice the difference for yourself. It may be quite difficult to use one eye by itself. So this is a really important aspect in how we organize ourselves is the usage of our eyes. Yeah. That's it. And then can you use both eyes? So again, wherever he is or she, your both of your eyes. And what is it like for you to track with both eyes? Notice if you're still dominant with one eye, even though you're using both eyes. Good. And now reach down with your right hand to scoop under the left foot as you did on the other side. And then with your left hand, you come under the knee. And you just did a small movement of bringing the lower leg towards your chest a little bit and away. So again, it's a very small movement because you want to keep the knee and the foot parallel. For this time, go ahead and keep your right leg standing. So I don't want you to lift that up yet. I just want you to do this one movement. And kind of hold yourself back from bringing the knee closer to the chest. Okay, really only move the knee as much as the ankle and the foot can come up. That's it, John. That's nice. Good. Okay, and place it back down, and then your hands down, and then slide the foot off, bring your left knee out to the side, lengthen your left leg, and then your right leg to rest on your back. Okay, once again, bend your, what is it, your right knee out to the side, bring it up to standing, and then your left knee out to the side, bring it up to standing, and then you're going to place the left ankle on your right knee. That's it. And then you're going to reach down with your right hand to get a hold of the left foot, and your left hand is underneath your head. Yeah, and then in this position, so yeah, there you go, Jane. Your left hand's under your head. So left hand's under the head. There you go, Mike. And right hand is with the left foot. Is you're going to start to lift and lengthen your left foot the same time as you lift your head. So it's like you're folding over yourself. I don't know why I think of a large teardrop or something, but it's as if the two parts would meet above you and the base of a teardrop is your back. And make sure that you're lengthening your leg, not so much just thinking of bringing the knee up towards you, but really think of lengthening above you. Like these two components, your elbow and your foot would meet somewhere way, way, way high above you, towards the ceiling. So you really want to start, that's it, to lengthen that lower leg. That's it, Dale. That's it, Jane. That's it, Mike. But I want you to lengthen that lower leg. So it's okay. I know you didn't think you could do it on the other side either, but you can do that. And now the next time, do it with lifting your head. So soften the chest. There you go. Notice your breathing. That's nice, John. And wherever you are, just always remember, it's good enough. know, whatever has been tight didn't just show up today. It's been tight for a long time, and so to change these habits takes some time. One of the things that's very challenging for all of us is just to honor where we're at and that it is good enough. There you go. Nice. Okay, slowly place your left foot back on your right knee. Bring your hands by your side and then go ahead and slide the left knee out to the floor. Bring it down and then you'll straighten it and then you'll straighten your right leg. Okay, bend your right knee out to the side, bring your right leg to standing. That's it. And then once your right leg is standing, you'll bring the left knee out to the side and place the left ankle on your right knee. There you go. And now you're going to reach across with your left arm to get a hold of your right foot. And then your right hand will go under your head. That's it. And from this place, you begin to lift your head and lengthen. That's it. That right leg up towards the ceiling. And fold it back down. So, and as I'm noticing for some of you, it's clearly tighter one leg than the other. Now keep your right leg standing. That's really good, John. Keep the right leg standing. The right leg doesn't come up yet. Just you're lengthening the left. And just notice the relationship between your left knee and your left arm. And as you lengthen, and I'm okay that you let go with the foot. If you can't hold the foot, you hold the ankle, the shin. But I want you to start to alternate now the elbow and the knee. So you pull the knee in, and then you completely fold back down. That's it, but without holding your head in the air. So fold it together, but each time when you, that's it. Good, yeah, and if most of you can let your head rest on the floor, that's even better. So you can move your left arm all the way, even if it's close to the knee. It doesn't matter however it needs to be so that you can alternate the knee and the elbow. So when the knee bends to the inside, yeah, let it come down more, there you go. And now from here, just fold. Let that knee come to the inside. Nope, that's it, that's the inside. So that would be inside. And that's okay. And then outside would be bending here. And then inside. There you go. Nope. Keep the hand on the outs there. So see the knees on the inside of your arm. And then this next time, you can let it be here. Don't straighten this so much. Don't struggle with it so much. Just that much. And then flip. I more want you to feel this movement here. I know, that's the hard part for you with your back. That's it. So everybody just alternate the knee and the elbow. And again, that's really important how to bring that knee to the center line. It's getting easier, huh? That's it. Good. 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 Now, can you actually, we're going to add another movement, is that bring both hands to get a hold of your right, or excuse me, your left leg, wherever you can hold on. And now lengthen the leg and fold it. And you can choose to have the knee to the inside or the outside. So you're going to use both hands, and they can be on the lower leg, the shin, if you can reach the foot. It doesn't matter. What matters is the quality and the ease. If, again, if you're holding your breath and straining, don't hold the foot. Drop down to the shin. That's it. So how do you do this with both arms? That's it. Really nice. Getting better. Okay, so now bring that left foot ankle back to your right knee. Place it there, your hands down by your side. Just see if that the opening now of that left knee is easier. So just starting to flop open a little bit more. You can maybe bring it in and out a little bit. Just feel that. So you bring the, just move the left knee towards your chest and away a little bit. Just in and out. There you go. Just feel how that can move. That's it. Okay, slide it off. Bring that leg down to straighten, and then go ahead and straighten the right leg and rest for a moment. Okay, bend your right knee out to the side, bring it up to standing, and then bring the left knee out to the side, and once it's up to standing, bring that left ankle on your right knee. That's it. Place your hands interlaced behind your head, and then just a few times lift your head, directing your head and your elbows towards your lower leg. That's it. And first, just do the head a few times. So just feel how you organize that chest and sternum to soften so that you can lift the shoulder blades. That's it. And now go ahead and let the lower legs lift as well. So you can let that right leg come away from the floor, and you bring the whole legs up. And it's almost like, could you imagine your two elbows touching your left knee and your left foot, right? So the whole unit, that's great. And again, it's not important, it's just a direction, just a thought. That's it. So can you feel in doing this, can you feel for a moment here that you're bringing those lower ribs the furthest back possible in this movement? Because when you lift the legs up, right, you're lifting your butt up. So the lower ribs actually are the part that sinks back to the floor the most. Really good. Good. Now pause for a moment so you're keeping your left leg on your right and have the right standing. Rest your arms down by your side, and then you're going to get a hold of now the left foot with your right hand. Come scooping underneath it, and then the left hand under the left knee, and then bring the whole unit up holding onto the foot. So go ahead and let the right leg come up as well, but you keep the head on the ground. That's it. It's a little different, right? There you go. Really nice, Mike. That's it, John. Excellent. That's it. Okay. Rest on your backs. So go ahead and lower your hands and your legs. And just notice how you're resting now. How it feels in the hips, that area in your pelvis and your sacrum, your lower back. And remembering back at the beginning of the workshop or the clinic, how I talked to you about where your hip joints are. And if you want to, well, let's do the left leg. Remember bringing the left knee now in. Just pull the left knee straight up and then push it away as if you were on the bike. And you can have your fingers in the hip joint there and just feel. They should just sink in. They should just, it's like they almost suck in to a hole. That hole should have become larger. It should suck your fingers in more. That's it. Good. Okay, and let that go and rest. Okay. So, taking your time, we'll have you go ahead and roll to one of your sides, and we'll come up to sides, and we'll come up to sides, and we'll come up to sides, and we'll come up to